Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you, Zach. And how are you?
I'm doing fine. I believe you've had a busy day so far.
Yeah, busy day. A couple of news releases out and it continues to be very busy in Eureka. Waist high in the mud at Manica. Still raining in Zambia, but we're making good progress in both places. And of course, a nice RNS from Bushranger.
And so what do you think that people who are interested parties should look at or focus on in terms of all the information you've put out today?
Well, you know, Eureka and Manica are sort of work in progress. The market understands that and understands it fairly well and are waiting for the day we start producing with the big project at Manica. And I think they'll be quite pleased to hear that preparations are very much underway and we're just proving now, if you like, our next few months of mining at Eureka. So that'll please the market. But work in progress, the market's fairly knowledgeable about those two projects. But Bushranger, of course, that's really cracking along. And the machine broke down over the weekend, disappointed us all a bit. And but now we're near 800 metres. And the mineralisation has kicked in again. When I say kicked in, it never went. But some strong mineralisation. And, you know, I see comments here and there on when we pass through the core. Have you passed through the core? I'm beginning to think, and you know, it is typical of the Lachlan Fold, and it is typical of these very, very big systems in that area, that we're possibly looking at a bunch of fingers. So instead of one single porphyry with the classic classic model, we're possibly looking at a number of porphyries. And if one looks at the chalcopyrite in the last 10 meters or so, it's quite a bit coarser than the previous, which is a very good sign. And it's abundant, quite a lot of it. So the mineralization style is a bit subtle from here to there, but it is suggestive of some overstamping and different phases. But I think, you know, that it gets very scientific and, but I think to look at the concept of the single core is probably a bit too simplistic. And what we're happy at is, you know, if you remember, we first did this lot at, I think it was 340. And here we are now, still going at near 800 meters. And the mineralization strong. So it's very pleasing, Zach.
And in terms of what's going to happen next, I mean, is it a case of, you know, we're still playing the waiting game, or it's too early to tell what the final magnitude of the resource is?
Well, it is too early because, as I say, that you pass through these stages of mineralization. Sometimes the changes are subtle, but nonetheless, you know, coarseness changing of the chalco, the pyrrhotite increasing, the pyrrhotite decreasing, and in this particular hole now, where we are now, the pyrite has reduced somewhat, and the chalcopyrite has stepped up. Instead of being fine grained, it's coarser. So my view is we're going through several mineralization stages and phases. Could be variations within the same porphyry. Could be multiple porphyries, as I said, on fingers, vertical finger style. So let's see. But it can only be good news when you surpass all your expectations. It can only be good news.
Okay, well, we'll see how that pans out. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for giving me the time, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.